46 nations adopted a declaration today calling for a 2008 treaty banning cluster bombs. They say the weapons, which kill and maim long after conflicts end, inflict unacceptable harm on civilians, particularly children. Key arms makers, including the United States, Russia, Israel and China, did not attend the conference held in Oslo, Norway. Of those who did, Poland, Romania and Japan did not approve the final text. The Holy See has frequently called for a moratorium on the use of cluster bombs and for international treaties to restrict them. Nobel laureate and conference organiser Jody Williams has dedicated her life to their eradication.
I think any indiscriminate weapon is already illegal under existing international law. That includes clusters, it includes, obviously, landmines, it includes nuclear weapons. They should all be gotten rid of. And since the international community seems to have a hard time with customary international law, we're going to need treaties for each one to focus their little minds on the appropriate goal.
How would you describe the situation in Lebanon, you know, after this massive dropping of cluster bombs? And of course, there was a very high percentage, wasn't there, of cluster bombs that failed to detonate?
Yes, a quarter of them, meaning a million on the ground. It's horrifying. When you think about the use of cluster munitions by the United States in Southeast Asia during the Vietnam War, they're still cleaning up that mess generations later. And some of the clusters used by Israel in southern Lebanon were made by the United States during that time period. So they're old, they're unstable, it's going to take a long time to clean up, and hopefully won't claim thousands and thousands and thousands of dead and mutilated people.